USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House managers are resuming their arguments for the Senate to remove President Trump from office in today's impeachment hearings. Democrats are planning to focus on how the law applies to the allegations they have made against President Trump. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes the facts should stand on their own.
If they had strong evidence, though, I think they'd simply present that evidence and let it speak for itself. But they don't. That's why what we heard yesterday were repetitive arguments over and over again based on little more than hearsay and the House Democrats' objections to Donald Trump being the president and being able to set foreign policy for this country.
Vice President Mike Pence is calling on world leaders to confront Iran and global anti-Semitism. The vice president, speaking in Jerusalem, says we need to confront and expose the vile tide of anti-Semitism around the world. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The so-called doomsday clock has been adjusted. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
With midnight signifying the apocalypse, the doomsday clock is now 100 seconds to it, the closest it's been since 1953. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists making the announcement on Thursday morning in Washington, D.C., saying nuclear and climate worries are the reasons that they're moving it 20 seconds closer to doomsday this year. The clock had been at 2 minutes to midnight for the previous 2 years. The doomsday clock began back in 1947. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oakland, California became the first city in California banning landlords from requiring criminal background checks from potential renters. The Oakland City Council passed the measure earlier this week, hoping that this will help ease some of the city's homelessness crisis. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As fans of the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers head to Miami for the Super Bowl coming up next week, what can they do or what can you do even if you're heading to a different sporting event or even if you're heading to church? What can you do to keep yourself safe when you're in a big crowd and around people that may be trying to do you harm? Well, I had a chance to catch up with Robin Drake. He's a former head of the FBI's Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. He also has a new book out titled Sizing People Up. And one of the things I asked him was for some tips on what we can do if we're in a large venue, how we can keep ourselves safe and be aware of our surroundings.
Easiest thing to do, not easiest, but I think the most important thing to do is take an assessment of what normal is and what normal people are doing in those types of situations. What they're dressed like, what they're acting like, the tempo of their bodies and movements, and proximity to each other, and things they're carrying. You know, so as soon as you take a step back, take a look around yourself, whether it be in church, in a movie theater, in a mall, and just see if anything stands out from a crowd. And if it does, that's when you start just assessing, all right, is this why? Just start asking yourself those why questions. And if it looks to be spiked in the behavior pretty high, that's when you contact law enforcement, contact a professional in some way.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.